Today from the Ohio Newsroom, diversity on the One Ohio Recovery Foundation.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering options to specialize in healthcare administration or exercise and health science within its online Masters of Allied Health program. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Over the course of 18 years, Ohio and its communities are receiving nearly $2 billion from pharmaceutical companies to compensate for harm caused by opioids. The Ohio Newsroom is following the money. This is our settlement story of the month. The One Ohio Recovery Foundation is charged with distributing 55% of the state's opioid settlement funds. But its board lacks racial diversity, and that's caused concern among families and harm reduction groups. Ngozi Cole with Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO reports.
Columbus librarian Yaya Lumpkin never imagined she'll be the primary caregiver for two of her grandchildren. But her daughter is one of tens of thousands of Ohioans struggling with an opioid addiction, so their care has fallen to her. Now, she's hopeful that a fraction of the billions of dollars Ohio is receiving in opioid settlement funds will make its way to Black caregivers like her.
A lot of us is 50 and over. We ain't looking to take this money and to go party. We need money to take care of these kids.
The opioid crisis disproportionately affects families of color. A CDC report shows Black Americans saw a 44% increase in overdose deaths in 2020, the greatest spike among all racial and ethnic groups. The study also found that unequal access to treatment and resources are leading to a surge in addiction and overdoses among Black people. The opioid settlement funds are meant to help fight the crisis. The One Ohio Recovery Foundation, a nonprofit with a board made up of volunteer members, is charged with distributing the majority of that money. But some addiction advocates worry it's not representative of Ohio's population. Only two of the board's 29 members are Black, even though 14% of the state's population is Black, and Black men have had the highest rates of drug overdose deaths in Ohio since 2017. Yvonka Hall is with the Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition, one of the groups applying for settlement funds. She says it's not just about who's on the board, but their push to addiction recovery.
Even if there is a diverse board, do they understand the impact of the opioid crisis on the African-American community and why it's important for them to make sure that there's equitable allotments of funds to African-American organizations?
The Opioid Policy Institute has been tracking opioid settlement distributions across the U.S. Director Jonathan Stoltman says considering the voices of marginalized groups is too often an afterthought.
And the fact that like we're still having these issues around like how the makeup of the board is just like so inadequate is just a real lack of recognition from the state that they're not really fulfilling the needs of the people that are impacted.
But Alicia Nelson, a Black woman who's the CEO of the One Ohio Recovery Foundation, pushes back. She says the makeup of the board would negatively affect the way the funds are distributed.
And we've really been working with the boards, working with our foundation board, and really, you know, instilled upon those groups the importance of diversity and the understanding that everyone doesn't all look the same. Everyone doesn't have that same background, either social, economically, racially, culturally.
She also says the board is encouraging organizations working with minority groups to apply for grant funding. The One Ohio Recovery Foundation is just beginning to award its first round of grants. More than $50 million is on the table this cycle alone. But with nearly two more decades and millions more to go, it remains to be seen whom the foundation will prioritize. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Ngozi Cole.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.